This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a gun shop unlike any you have ever seen. Dateline Kissimmee, Florida. Pantsuit was there. That was last night. Holding a rally. Sitting. So close he could touch her. Was this guy named Sadiq Mateen. The father of the Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen. There he told a news crew that he strongly supports Clinton's presidential campaign. Now let's take stock, shall we? Pantsuit took the mothers of people like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin to the Democratic National Convention and paid tributes or let them speak or whatever. And now the father of a terrorist she welcomes at one of her events. He was spotted by chance by reporters with the WPTV news station from West Palm Beach, who saw him sitting just a few feet away from a speaking pantsuit who opened her remarks by commemorating the victims and first responders of the Pulse nightclub shooting. That happened back in June, killed 49 people along with himself. Sadiq attracted some negative attention after the shooting when he responded to it by saying it was God's job, not his son's, to punish the sin of homosexuality. Sadiq was also revealed to have expressed support for the Taliban in Afghanistan. But on Monday night, it was pantsuit, not the Taliban that Mateen wanted to show some support for. Footage captured by WPTV shows him smiling, waving a small American flag, and recording the event with his smartphone. Initially, he rebuffed WPTV's efforts to interview him, but he reconsidered during a chance encounter at a rest stop a short time later. There, well, you know, with this kind of I'm sure that the votes will come a-running with this kind of a endorsement. He told a news crew there, Hillary Clinton is good for the United States versus Donald Trump, who has no solutions. Mateen said he had been invited to attend the rally, but this invitation appears to have been the product of his membership in the local Democratic Party rather than a deliberate choice by organizers. Mateen told WPTV's Tony Doonan that he supported, in her words, everything Clinton has to say, especially her gun control measures. He also showed off a personal sign he had made touting Clinton's merits, and he gave the following reasons verbatim why for backing pantsuit. Makes the biggest investment since World War II. Good for national security. XCI Chief Morrell, Hillary told the truth about Benghazi and gun control laws. When WPTV asked him why he was attending a rally in Kissimmee, which is just a few miles south of Orlando, he replied it was an apparent non-sequitur He applied with an apparent non-sequitur about his son. I spoke a lot about that, and I wish that my son joined the army and fought ISIS and destroyed ISIS. That would be much better. Dean also appeared incredulous when Doonan suggested people might be surprised to see him so close to Orlando. He said, why should they be surprised? I love the United States, and I've been living here for a long time. In the clips released by WPTV, Mateen appears to show little guilt or remorse over the Pulse shooting, and he rebuffs efforts to talk about it by saying he has cooperated with law enforcement. According to Doonan, he attempted to redirect the conversation elsewhere whenever the topic was brought up. When asked why he sat so close to Clinton, Mateen suggested it was no big deal. It's a Democratic Party, so everyone can join. Okay. Okay. First we got the thugs, and then now we got the terrorists. CBS Sunday Morning got out there the other day and went to Wyoming. They did a special called Guns, a Family Affair. They started their visit at the Mooncrest Ranch just outside of Cody, Wyoming. There, Ted Koppel took a stab at life in the impressive flyover state. Bob Modell is the ranch's owner. He said it's still the story of West to so many people. The ranch, which is 5,000 acres, backs up to another 195,000 acres of public land, which Model takes full advantage of. Koppel said, so you're sitting on roughly 200,000 acres of my land? You're welcome. Narcissist much, Ted. Model laughed, and I appreciate that, but I would say to you, I'm a good steward. I use it for grazing my livestock, and I'm also a licensed big game outfitter, and you're lucky to have me, you know, watching out for your land. But, of course, Koppel being Koppel, the topic turned to guns. He wanted to know how much guns are part of the family. A little girl named Ella Allen told Koppel that she was about 5 when she first shot a gun. He said, so you're an old hand at this. You like coming out here and shooting with your dad? She said, yes. It was actually sort of an even treatment to gun ownership. Koppel, when he was talking to these people, revealed that many parents and gun control advocates in major U.S. cities would be shaking their heads and clicking their tongues in disagreement. One father there in Loaded saying they don't give a expletive deleted what people think about them back there while they're killing each other every day more than they are out here. Why do we have to listen to that? And he's right. Much to Koppel's dismay, guns are more popular than ever in Wyoming, with the cowboy state boosting more guns per capita than any state in the country. Park County Sheriff Scott Stewart says people who don't own firearms are the exception, not the rule. If they have guns in the home, the low end's going to be probably 4 or 5. High end's going to be anywhere from 100 to more. Now, it's not surprising that Wyoming is well below the national average when it comes to gun-related murder. And Sheriff Stewart says with the handful of law enforcement tasks for covering the vast territory, he's just fine with residents owning their own personal safety. He said, our jurisdiction, we have 3 on duty in the county to cover 6,000 square miles. Sometimes you can have a deputy on one side of the county get a call 40 miles away. Chances are he's not going to get there to intervene in any kind of conflict that may be going on. Koppel asked, so what you're telling me is people need to be able to take care of themselves. The answer was absolutely. It amazes me when they actually take the time to go out there and speak to people that are on the ground doing that which they can't imagine themselves doing. And that's the biggest part of the of their problem. They can't imagine themselves being self-reliant. They can't imagine themselves doing something that they would consider to be heroic or foolhardy or crazy, like defending themselves like with a gun. And at the same time, you got this young man, Maj Toure, who's out there doing it in Philadelphia every day. Doing it with some, you know, gangbangers, but he's surrounded by pipe hitters, which I just like. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
communication has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense.
Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. the weapons you want without any delays.
You will not believe what they keep in stock. I mean, really, you won't believe it. Check them out. I wanted to do this last night, and I had a few trepidations about doing it tonight because, of course, last night the show disconnected. Thank you, interwebs. Wasn't GCN's fault. It wasn't even my fault. It was my provider's fault. So, anyway, today's it is working. So let's try and give this a stab, shall we? Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, he brings a review of a book by a author named Chris Bird, Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage When Seconds Count, Police Are Still Minutes Away. Now, we have lived with violence since the dawn of man. But only recently, with all of the tools at our disposal, have we been able to get out there and study it in greater detail and talk about what we find with each other. Chris summarizes what works and what doesn't. The book tells you how we should change our daily activities and change our politicians. They're both heroes and villains in this story. Now, Chris Bird doesn't sensationalize the story at all, but it reads like a multi-chapter monster thriller. The frightening part wasn't that evil murderers exist. The painful part was that we didn't learn from the past example. As you read it, you feel like you're watching the innocent hero walk into the monster's trap again. And that makes for pretty good theater, but makes for horrible, horrible public policy. We've seen both the general public and public officials fail to learn these violent lessons paid for with blood. And Chris Bird wrote this book to try to change that. But we know our violent history, and we know that the heroes can win. Mass murderers attack people in so-called gun-free zones. Gun-free zones are not gun-free. Once the murderer decides to break the law and introduce a gun into it, a plastic sign does nothing at all to stop them. It stays exactly where it's mounted, does nothing else. The history is clear on this. Our schools, our churches, and our hospitals have been targeted and attacked before. They will be attacked again. Just because we don't know about the history of violence doesn't mean that these sanctuaries are a safe place. But now we know. We could make them safe. Scholars in law enforcement studied these violent attacks. They learned a lot. They uncovered what would stop the killing and save the injured. The hero we need might live next door. We have the prescription for safety. We have the antidote to mass murder. Now, the cure isn't painful or expensive. And you might ask, why isn't it routine? It is bothersome to see public officials deliberately ignore best practice. These public officials know that a foreseeable mass murder will be a media event and that they can hide their poor governance behind their grief for the victims. They can't hide their guilt behind their tears, but they're going to try. This is not somebody putting words into a politician's mouth. They've said so before in the past, and Chris Bird quotes them. That should make your skin flush with rage, that these craven bureaucrats are the real monsters in the story. The book is full of heroes as well, though. Some men and women decided that public violence would stop them. School board presidents and school board superintendents decided to protect their students. Pastors decided to protect their congregations. Their solutions exceeded the cosmetic features that would shield them from liability. They educated their PTA, their school boards, and the media. They trained their staff. These were real leaders. Leaders become heroes. Simply giving the attacker what he wants is not going to work. We can't do that anymore. Armed and trained volunteer staff are now protecting many of our schools and churches. Though this change has been recent, we've already amassed thousands of man years of experience. There's a lot of solid evidence to draw on. We don't read about that experience in the news because anonymous defenders do their job without fanfare and press releases. We don't hear about it because it works. And we need to build on that success because there's too many gun-free zones still out there. The only problem that Rob had with this book is, and Rob is a very easy man to please, and at the same time, I did not realize that the depth that he doesn't like politicians until this happened. He doesn't think the author lays enough blame with the politicians. Politicians created the very gun-free zones that put us at risk in the first place. Politicians did this for very transparent reasons. Politicians created gun-free zones in exchange for campaign contributions. They created gun-free zones for another reason. They did it to perpetuate the cycle of violence, of media coverage, and of ineffective regulation that brings politicians the media exposure they need. So this failed public policy is supported by them because it keeps them in office. Lack of information, like Maj Ture was talking about earlier, huh? Uninformed voters and abetting news media feed that cycle. Now Chris Bird, his book lays out the facts for you, gives us the information to choose between real solutions that make us safer or empty political sound bites that sound good in the news. If you're still hearing those, and if you get out there and say, we can stop this with this measure, we can keep guns out of the hand, you are a fool. You are a fool. That's the same thing as getting out there saying, we can pass this law and this will never happen again. No, it's going to happen all the time. Sure it is. Sure it is. We have been duped long enough. If there's any of you out there that still believe that there's a law on paper, only a tangible is going to stop a mass murderer, and that tangible is going to be a armed defender blowing the mass murderer out of his socks. That's the tangible. The sign isn't going to do it. The law isn't going to do it. It's going to be the man behind a gun. Or maybe a man behind a pool cue end or something. I don't know. But it's going to be one of us against one of these mass killers. Do not fall for this any longer. Do not fall for this any longer. It has been, this has been a lie the whole time. It is going to be a lie going forward. It'll be a lie till the end of our days. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun selling entity ever. Oh, golly gee. Hey, coming out of the Olympics, gold medal Olympic shooter has decided to get out there. Her name is Kim Rhodes. She is pro-concealed carry and against the plethora of new gun controls passed by California lawmakers and signed by Moonbeam. She got out there and said that some may find it strange. Olympian speaks out on political issues back home, but she believes the times demand it. And she said, I'm definitely becoming more vocal because I see the need. According to The Guardian, British publication after all, Rhodes said, we just had six laws that were passed in California that will directly affect me. For example, I shoot 500 to 1,000 rounds a day, so one of them being an ammunition law, having to do a background check every time I purchase ammo or when I bring ammo out for a competition or a match. Those are very, very challenging for me. Rhode is referencing the six gun control laws that Brown signed into law on July the 1st, part of what is referred to as gunpocalypse. That legislation included a bill that outlawed the possession, where is it, of high-capacity magazines, and another which expanded the state's assault weapons ban, which I thought was pretty inclusive already. It included another bill that requires ammunition purchasers to go through a background check every time they purchase ammunition. Ammunition background checks will certainly be used to build a database on ammo owners in the same way that California has used firearm purchaser background checks and firearm registration to compile a database
on gun owners. Rhodes sees hindrances to freedom at every turn with these new gun laws, not hindrances to criminals, but to law-abiding citizens. The Guardian asked Rhodes about gun control as a response to mass shootings and crime in general. Oh my, Rhodes responded, when you look at these events that have been occurring, they've been occurring in some of the strictest gun law countries in the world. You have Paris, you have San Bernardino, which was actually in a gun-free zone. So yeah, it's actually something that you take into consideration. For me personally, I realize the first responsibility of a police officer is to respond to an incident. And for me personally, in that 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes in some cases that it takes for them to get there, how do you want to stand? How do you want me to stand there? I would rather have my Second Amendment right. Young Miss Rhodes is a triple gold medalist. Then we get this. This is coming from a pilgrim named Todd Hubbard. And Todd decided he was going to channel some, I can't remember his name now. The guy on MSNBC. Chris, what is his name? He'll come to me. Hardball. Chris Matthews. There you go. He decided to channel some of that. He writes, guns are awesome machines. Built with great precision, advanced over generations, they are powerful tools for their purpose. Practicing with them brings the pleasure and satisfaction that comes with honing difficult skills. The enforcers of our laws use them to stop the criminals who threaten our lives and property. Our military uses them to kill and contain the violent enemies of our nation. As with any fine machine, looking at a gun, possessing one, or working with one is exciting and empowering. This is what guns are not. My take on this is that in the hands of civilians, they are not protection from crime. Unless you wear a uniform with a badge or a service patch on it, the gun you carry is more likely to kill you or someone you know or love than it is to kill anyone who threatens you or your loved ones. The good guy with a gun who will protect us rather than threaten us is the man or woman who has been screened, trained, authorized, and empowered by us to do the job. Anyone else, no matter how well-intentioned, is an amateur at best and a hazard to the rest of us at worst. The past 40 years in the United States has been a massive experiment in the theory that a highly armed citizenry would make us safer. And the experiment has been an abysmal failure. Interesting that, you know, and he's saying this in light of, you know, FBI stats being at a 20-year low. In the hands of civilians, guns are not a bulwark against tyranny. If you believe that guns are a remedy against an oppressive government, then you are on the side of the black man who perceives his people being abused by government agents and chose to strike back with a gun. You're on the side of the troubled white man who 52 years earlier wanted to bring down the elected government he viewed as corrupt. Dallas is what Second Amendment remedies look like in practice. This Second Amendment remedies is a Chris Matthews term. Dead police officers, a dead president, many of you, my friends and family, own firearms. I do not want you to surrender your guns. I do not want the government to confiscate them. But I do not want you to help address the problem of so many deaths caused by these awesome machines. An informed, engaged electorate is what protects us from tyranny. Stop pretending that this problem does not exist or that the only solution is more guns. Do not hide behind originalist arguments about the Constitution's Second Amendment. Last Saturday night, I was awake when I heard multiple sirens in the distance. I felt that Frisian fear that every parent of a young person feels when you let him or her out into the world. Has there been an accident with somebody drinking? But I immediately relaxed, knowing that on this night, both of my boys were already safe at home. Those sirens represented somebody else's pain. In the morning, I learned 3 young people were dead, a 4th wounded, and a dozen scarred by terror. My boys knew most of them, had gone to school with all of them, and had played ball with some of them. Another young person had possessed an awesome machine, a machine that no doubt had given him a sense of satisfaction and safety and power. A neighbor's security camera recorded the mere seconds it took for that machine in the hands of that young man to break so many hearts forever. 3 lives are gone, 3 families shattered, and dozens of lives changed forever. These are awesome machines. Second Amendment remedies. The pilgrim that wrote this, his name is Todd Hubbard. He's a legal aid attorney and resident of Mukilteo. Again, that's I don't even know what it's called. Must be somewhere outside of Seattle. Somewhere close to, some, you know, somewhere in Washington State. Second Amendment remedies. You see, Second Amendment is only used to kill people. Second Amendment, and you know, never mind the 6,000 of you that get out there and defend yourself with a gun every day, as many as 6,000 of you. You don't know what you're doing. You're just a bunch of amateurs. And all you got to do is go to the police academy or go to basic training, even if you're going to be a cook. And you, my friend, are going to be one bona fide hellion with a gun. The only ones that should have a gun, because you're the only ones that know how to use one. Don't tell me that all you know how to do is make an egg. You're a gun person because you got the uniform. You got the unit badge. You're in the car. You got the badge. Another one of those guys. I saw that and it was amusing for me. I'm sorry. I saw that and it was just amusing to me to watch this cat rant in print. In print. Okay. Gotcha. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, because I just feel like being a masochist. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense
Heating with Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
The most unique gun buying experience you will ever, ever experience just waits for you at Reactive Gunworks. Now then, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Recently, while commenting on a gruesome case of domestic homicide that occurred in Geismar, Louisiana on August 9th, 2015, Ascension Parish Sheriff Jeff Wiley advised women to do the following. The anti-gunners at csgv.org report this accurately enough. Get your concealed weapons permit, ladies. Learn how to safely handle a weapon. Learn how to safely store a weapon. And when you're in a situation like this, shoot him in your backyard before he gets in your house. Drop him. I mean, I'm serious. Take the extremes necessary to live a life where you don't have to worry about your kids and your life. At this point, the campaign to stop gun violence loses their mind, so to speak. They state, and I quote, verbatim, Sheriff Wiley's remarks put the blame on abused mother Monica Butler Johnson for her own murder at the hands of her ex-husband. Sheriff Wiley also seems to be indicating that he believes our criminal justice system is useless or ineffectual. If that is the case in Ascension Parish, then the responsibility is his. There is no credible domestic violence prevention group in the United States urging abused women to obtain firearms. As National Domestic Violence Hotline CEO Katie Ray Jones noted, it is always highly concerning when a person introduces a weapon into a violent situation. While someone may be trained to use and carry a firearm, there is always a possibility that the weapon could be used against them by their abusive partners. Then the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence cites a study proving, quote unquote, that it's better, safer, for victims of domestic violence to be disarmed. That's so stupid, it's funny. Citation, it's called the fact sheet, Intimate Partner Violence and Firearms from the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Of course, that would be the same Mikey Bloomberg, whose money funds the Every Town for the Illegal Mayors and the Mayors Against Being Right and the Moms Demand Attention and the Trace. It is an inherently flawed study that makes no distinction between armed victims and armed abusers. It's just guns in the home. If you think about it, by not making that distinction, the study puts the blame on victims of domestic abuse for living in a house where their abuser is armed. No, wait. No, that's not what it is. It's society that's to blame for allowing anybody to be armed. It followed to its logical conclusion, the ante's final solution to domestic violence would mean that everyone would be disarmed, abuser and victim. Would that stop domestic violence? Gigantic question mark at the end of that sentence. That's mainly a rhetorical question. Unless you happen to be a defenseless victim of domestic violence, in which case you could be beaten to death with a baseball bat. As Ms. Johnson was in Ascension Parish, or stabbed, or strangled, or pushed down a flight of stairs, etc., etc., E-I-E-I-O. The trace is all over this story, too. Advocates warn of new dangers as sheriff urges domestic violence victims to arm themselves. They have to be. That's, you know, they get paid to be. The idea that women in danger from domestic violence should arm themselves for self-protection and the protection of their children is, you know, it's just logical. It's very simple, true common sense. The idea that they shouldn't be armed is pretty damn stupid. Yeah, I can't. I'm having trouble just wrapping my head around it. And if the antis can't justify disarming society's most vulnerable members, their cause is most surely lost. To defend their anti-gun jihad against the obvious emotional power of Sheriff Jeff Wiley's advice, the trace adds this to the CSGV argument against armed self-defense. Christy Salters Martin is one of the more high-profile examples of what can go wrong. Here we go. The professional boxer and licensed concealed carrier armed herself against her husband during a violent 2010 altercation. They trot her out every time this comes up. This Christy, whatever her name is. Martin's husband, also a concealed carrier, grabbed Martin's pink raiment. I missed something. This was during a 2010 altercation. Martin's husband, also a concealed carrier, grabbed Martin's pink Glock and shot her with it. Overall, the presence of a gun in a domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide fivefold, according to a 2003 study. An analysis of 2010 homicide data by the Violence Policy Center found that women in relationships are more likely to be murdered with a firearm than all other means combined. So, ladies, stop dating these idiot guys. Stop dating men. Another survey, which gathered responses from more than 400 women in California's battered women's shelters in 2004, found that only 1.4% of domestic abuse victims had used a long gun in self-defense against their abuser, and only 3.1% had used a handgun in self-defense. Meeks, whoever that is, also warns that when women do use firearms to successfully defend themselves in domestic incidents, there can be unforeseen consequences. Then we invoke Marissa Alexander. Marissa Alexander was sentenced to 20 years in prison after firing what she argued was a warning shot to scare off her abusive husband at their Florida home in 2012. She was released on house arrest after overturning the conviction on appeal, but had already served 3 years behind bars. That same year, Tammy Romero was charged with second-degree murder after fatally shooting her live-in boyfriend after years of dysfunction and abuse. The Louisiana woman pled guilty to this negligent homicide and filed a federal lawsuit against local police, arguing the officers actually caused Wirtz's death because they did not do enough to protect her from him. So, ladies, you should not arm yourselves in the face of domestic violence, because you can be shot with your own gun or you can be murdered by their abuser's gun. California women in domestic violence shelters haven't armed themselves with guns. And if an armed woman uses her gun against her abuser, she could be jailed. You buying that? Are you buying that? I'm not buying it. Neither is anyone with an open mind and a sympathetic heart who read about Monica Johnson's murder and the sheriff's response, which is why gun control advocates are so adamant that victims of domestic violence remain unarmed. And if society listens to this nonsense and enacts laws that infringe on Americans' natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, which they do in New Jersey, New York City, parts of California, and elsewhere, are they not at least partially to blame when abused women or men or are murdered? Yeah, they are. Look, concerning the boxer who got shot by her own gun, if you pull a gun on a aggressor, whether it's your partner, somebody you don't know, somebody you do know, somebody you're married to, somebody you dated, something, whatever it is, You pull a weapon on somebody, and they continue to advance on you, and you don't shoot them, and they advance on you and take the gun from you. You did not operate the weapon properly. If it is that dangerous, if it is that bad to where you draw a weapon, you can damn be sure that if I draw a weapon on somebody, and it's not going to be domestic abuse because that's not going to happen to me, and just simply because of certain laws of physics, okay? You can be damn sure that if somebody comes up on me and goes to attack me and I draw my weapon on them and they continue to advance, they're going to gain some weight in increments of 124 grains. And it's going to be situated in one part of their body. It's going to be, you know, like spot gain. And I'm going to help them gain that weight until they stop advancing. And if you're not going to do that, don't pull the weapon. If you're not going to pull it and use it, don't carry it. If you don't want it turned against you. Let's segue from here to hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.